Hi, I'm Klakke. It's not every day that you discover and get excited for a brand new feature in Bash, but last week I did. If you've been following Dave's excellent series of Extended Universe Ultimate Super Bash Tips, you already know about command substitution and process substitution. Or maybe you like reading man pages. Either way, in case you forgot or never knew about these things, here's a quick recap.
If you don't want a recap on process substitution and command substitution, you can now skip forward 7 minutes and 20 seconds.
Command substitution is that dollar parenthesis syntax, or the older backquote syntax. It's when you call a command or a function in a subshell, you wait for it to finish, and then you insert its output on the command line. Here's an absolutely ridiculous toy example number one. You can follow along in the show notes. Example one. Go to your bash prompt and then you type echo space dollar parentheses echo space hacker space public space radio end parentheses. So what happens here is the stuff between the parentheses echo hacker public radio runs, and the output hacker public radio goes to the outer echo. So the result of that translation is now we have the command line echo hacker public radio. So the output is hacker public radio. This insertion of the output is also subject to the usual word splitting that Bash does. And you can even insert the command to run. So if you just type dollar parentheses echo space echo hacker space public space radio end parentheses, this substitution runs and it outputs echo hacker public radio as four separate words. And the first word is echo, so then it looks at this new command line and it runs echo with the arguments hacker public radio, so the output is hacker public radio. If you don't want to do word splitting, you surround the substitution with quotes. So if you have double quote dollar left bracket and the same as before echo echo hacker public radio end parentheses double quote, you get an error because now this whole output echo hacker public radio is considered the first word on the command line, and there's no such command as echo hacker public radio. Command not found, it says. In older shell scripts, you don't have access to dollar parentheses. I think it's a bashism. I'm not sure it existed in Bourne shell or not, but it definitely doesn't exist in the slash bin slash shell on systems where that is not bash. So you can do backquote echo echo hacker public radio backquote, and this is also subject to word splitting, so this creates a perfectly valid command line that says echo hacker public radio, so the output is hacker public radio. You can learn more about this in Dave's excellent HPR 1903 Some Further Bash Tips. So that was command substitution. Then there's process substitution. That's when you have greater than or less than sign followed by parentheses. So instead of the dollar, you have the greater than or less than sign. This calls a command or function in the subshell too. But instead of returning the output, it returns a file descriptor to the subshell's standard in if you used greater than, or the subshell standard out if you used less than. So the process runs in the background, we don't wait for it. File descriptor here means the file path to a pipe. So it will look something like slash dev slash fd slash 63, where the number depends on the particular circumstances, what other sub-process you're running and so on. So here's ridiculous toy example number two. You can type echo space less than parentheses echo space hacker space public space radio end parentheses. So this will run echo hacker public radio in a subshell and return a file descriptor name that points to the standard out. So we run this and we get /dev/fd/63 in the case when I ran this, where 63 was the highest open file handle number, file descriptor number under 64 in that particular running bash. If you want to do something useful with this, you do give it to some command that expects a file, so you can run cat space less than parentheses echo space hacker space public space radio end parentheses. So now cat will get this /dev path name, it will read it and it will print it out, and we get the output hacker public radio. You can also combine these two. You can combine process substitution with redirection. That's our ridiculous toy example number 3. Echo space hacker space public space radio greater than, sorry, radio space greater than. This is important because if you have two greater than after each other, the bash grammar thinks you're doing appending redirect. So you need to have space between them. Where was I? Radio space, greater than, parentheses, said, space, dash E, space, single quote, $!!! Single quote, end parentheses. So this will run the said command in a subprocess. You replace any line with the same line but with a exclamation mark appended. What it actually exactly says, it replaced the empty space at the end of the line with an exclamation mark. So you run this and you get hacker public radio exclamation mark. Great. If you want to learn more about process substitution, check out Dave's HPR 2045 some other bash tips. Okay, great. That's the background to this episode. So we can send data to processes and we can receive data from processes. But if we send data to a process with process substitution, we can't receive its output. It goes straight to our standard out, and there's no super convenient and portable way to change that. There are ways, and I've written a Fediverse post on this. Yeah, I'm going to link it in the show notes, and I owe you a show about this. For now, it's just a Fediverse post. There is no way to access the output when you also access the input, unless you live in the future and you have access to Bash 4. So, a coprocess in Bash is a subshell to which you have access to two file descriptors, standard in and its standard out. These two file descriptors will be put in a Bash array. To learn more about arrays, check out Dave's series. Within the Bash series, a whopping 5-part quadrology, including HPR 2709, 2719, 2729, 2739, and the supplemental HPR 2756. So, where were we? Coprocesses. You create a coprocess using the new coproc keyword. This is so new, having only been introduced in 2009, that the ecosystem is still catching up. ASCII docs, bash syntax highlighting doesn't yet support it, and that's where I write my show notes, so coproc will not be highlighted. I'm filing issues for pigments and GNU source highlight, which is what ASCII doc uses for doing its source code highlights. So, the coproc keyword, there are two ways to call it. first way is to give coproc a simple command. That means just a normal single command, the command name and the parameters. This will put the file descriptor numbers in an array called coproc, capital letters. Utterly trivial example number 4 that does nothing and then exits. You run the prompt and you write coproc colon semicolon. So that creates the coprocess that does nothing. And then declare dash p, declare space dash p space coproc with capital letters. And press enter. Then it will output some job number and some process number to indicate that it now started a sub-process running nothing. And then declare-p prints out the value of this array coproc. So it says declare-a coproc equals element 0 is 63 and element 1 is 60. So 63 here is our coprocess's output. And one element, 60, is the input. And then it says done, coproc, coproc, colon. Because it didn't do anything, so it returned immediately. We were given just enough time to find this variable, because when it the subprocess exits, it also clears out the associated variable to create it. And so it's possible that this line will not actually work in some imaginable future bash that is a bit quicker at tearing this down. So what this tells us is we have a file descriptor 63 we can write to, and we have a file descriptor 60 that we can read from, if this would have been a sub-process that actually does something. And as we see in the done output, it says coproc 2 times, colon. That shows us that it gave this coprocess the implicit coprocess name, coproc, because we just gave it a simple command. Now, the other way is to give coproc a command grouping. We can surround a series of statements with curly brackets or parentheses. It doesn't really matter which one you choose, because coproc creates a subshell anyway. Choose whichever style you prefer. I like the parentheses, because then you don't have to remember the semicolon at the end that you need to do when you have curly brackets. So, example number 5. We give this thing a name. Coproc space HPR in capital letters space parentheses colon and parentheses semicolon declare space dash p space and then HPR in capital letters. So we gave this coprocess the name HPR, and we are looking at the HPR array variable. The output is job number and process ID, and then it shows the array printout. Declare dash a HPR equals 0 equals 63 and 1 equals 60. So we got the same ports as before, because the previous process had cleared its ports, file descriptors, before we ran this command. And then it says done. And now instead of coproc, colon, it now says coproc HPR, parentheses, colon, parentheses. Okay. Now we want a slightly less contrived example that at least does something. So let's use grep. I got stuck on this for a while because I didn't realize that grep won't do a thing until it has received a full buffer or an end of file. So it just waited and didn't output anything. I tried to read from grep's output and nothing is coming. Must be something weird with bash. But yeah, it was grep that was trying to be efficient. So the solution is to add the parameter dash dash line dash buffered, which makes grep less performant, but more practical to deal with in this example. So example 7. Coproc space, and then grep in capital letters. You can use small letters also. I just prefer to distinguish the command and the process by using different case for them. And I feel comfortable with environment variables having capital letters, especially when they come from some system command. So coproc space grep in capital letters space parentheses grep space dash dash line dash buffered space pub and parentheses semicolon, and then we consume this. We feed this with something. So printf space single quote parentheses s backslash n single quote hacker public radio with spaces between them space greater than ampersand dollar curly bracket grep with capital letters square bracket one end square bracket and curly bracket semicolon, we're not done yet, space. So now we've fed it something, now we need to read something out. Cat space less than ampersand dollar curly bracket grep with capital letters square bracket zero end square bracket and curly bracket. So we ran grep pub as a coprocess. We use printf to feed it three lines, hacker, public, and radio. And then we read the output of grep with cat. And we get first job number process ID when coproc creates the process. And then we get public. And then we're stuck. Nothing happens. Why is that? Well, the grep process keeps waiting for input, so it's still running. We could feed it more lines to process. It doesn't know that we are done. And cat is waiting for more output from grep, so it's also waiting. So to get on with this, we'll have to control C to kill cat, and then we kill percent sign one, if that's the job number Bash showed us, to kill the grep process. Okay, we know that grep will only give us the line that says public, so we can just read that one line. And then when we are done feeding it lines, we can close our side of its standard in, and it will notice this and exit gracefully. So here's example 7. Coproc space grep with capital letters space parentheses grep space dash dash line dash buffered space pub and parentheses semicolon space printf single quote percent s backslash n single quote space hacker space public space radio space greater than ampersand dollar sign curly bracket grep with capital letters square bracket one end square bracket and curly bracket semicolon and then head space dash n1 space less than ampersand dollar curly bracket grep with capital letters square bracket zero end square bracket and curly bracket semicolon. And now we have consumed one line of this output, so we can, and we have, we're done insert in sending lines to grep. So we close this thing with exec space curly bracket grep capital letters square bracket one end square bracket and curly bracket greater than ampersand dash. So we started the grep coprocess, we sent it three lines, we read the first line, and then we closed the standard in on the process. Bash says job number, process ID, and then it says public. And then it says the job number done, coproc grep, blah, blah, blah. There we go. It's not the most brilliant example, but shows all the relevant moving parts, and we covered a couple of caveats. So now, go out and play with this and come back with an example on how this is actually useful in the real world. And then you submit the show to Hacker Public Radio. na 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 na. You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license. Ba 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 ba